Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast called Thinking LSAT. This is an anonymous, dedicated listener who says, "Hello, I would like some advice on whether or not I should cancel my most recent LSAT score. I know usually the answer is no, but hear me out first." Okay, here's the data.
Okay.
LSAC GPA, 3.81.
Good.
Yeah, also totally irrelevant. does not affect our cancel/no cancel advice.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
September 2018, naive to the process, no prep, cold, official, 153. That's a damn good cold score.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it was stupid to take it cold. To take the official test cold was real dumb. But, you know, pretty good starting point. I would imagine that this person is going to eventually end up in the high 160s, maybe 170s.
Yeah.
Took it again in 2020, 2 years later, scored a 160. Canceled in February of 2021. Don't really care why, because it's not on your score sheet, but Proctor U issues, you canceled. Okay, fine. Took it in 2021, June, and got a 171, but below my range of 173 to 178.
Okay.
Good progress. That's great. And then on the most recent LSAT, I know I nailed the games and logical reasoning, but the reading section, I have no idea. I did not feel confident on any of my answers on any of the passages. This is unusual. Usually I feel pretty confident, and I miss 3 or 4 on reading comp, which is my worst section. I have never felt so uneasy about a section in my entire LSAT career. I don't want my score to come back and be in the 160s and have my 171 look like an outlier. That's not what they do. But I don't know if having 2 canceled scores is any better. Looking to apply to top 14 schools, including Harvard, Stanford, and Yale. I take your advice very seriously. Please let me know what you think. Thanks, a dedicated listener. What's your advice?
Our same reasoning applies to this case as it does to 99% of all their cases.
Yeah, it's like, but hear me out. Yeah, okay, I'll hear you out. But we've heard out hundreds or thousands of students asking the same damn question.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So let's assume that you get a 165, right?
Okay. Worst case scenario. It's almost guaranteed not that bad.
Okay. Yeah, but let's walk through the worst case scenarios, right? You get a 165. Well, they're going to take your 171. That's what they have to report to the ABA. That's what ends up going to the US News and World Report rankings system, which is what they're so concerned about. So at the end of the day, they're not admitting a 165. They're admitting a 171. On the flip side, so there's zero, even if there's a little, there's little to no. I will grant you that. There's little to no downside for getting a lower score. But if you get a higher score, let's say somehow you eke out a 173 or, you know, I will get
into
this.
What if it's a 172?
Or 172. But I actually think this person might get like a 178. Sometimes when you don't feel confident in a section that you're weak at, it's precisely because you finally started to catch the things that you weren't catching before. And now you're like, oh, wait, okay, maybe that actually is correct. So
there's another former student of ours who I never stopped talking about who desperately wanted to cancel with exactly the same story. And I talked her out of it and she got a 178.
178.
I mean, it was exactly the same. It was like, I just didn't feel confident. I felt terrible. I never feel that way. I always feel how this way. And instead, this time I felt that way. And I think it's worse. And I really want to cancel. And I'm like, listen, if there's a 10% chance that it's even 1 point higher, you should keep it. Because the only thing that matters is the upside.
Yeah. If you get a 172.
And then it turned out to be an actual 178 that she almost canceled.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, also keep in mind, this is August. So if you get a 172, it's only a 1 point improvement, but it's an improvement. There's a huge upside to that. And there's little or really no downside to the 165. So no matter what, it's just a lopsided bet. And that's what we always say. On the flip side of this, we haven't talked about the good things. If you do get a 178, like you said, wow, well, You would be really pissed if you had canceled that. You'd never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not cancel. Cancels are for emergencies only. I like if you shit your pants and have to stop the test, that's what a cancel is for.
Yeah. There's no way in hell that you could have done better. And so you just hide it.
Yeah. And you already have a cancel on record. I mean, if I, you know, like the outlier thing, it's just a number. It's just if they see the last score was worse, they go, oh, well, OK, 171. That's the number we get to report to ABA. But if they see two cancels on your record, I mean, I feel like two cancels is worse than one lower score.
Yeah, like why can't you get your act together and take a test?
Like what's going on with all these cancels? Yeah, that would be to me if I was looking for red flags, the cancels would be a lot worse than like a one lower score. I don't care.
Let me give you guys a hard and fast rule. Dedicated listener said, "I know I nailed the games in the LR, logical reasoning, but the reading section, I have no idea." Okay, if you don't know, then that's not good enough reason to cancel.
Well, the games is the only section where you can really know anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if students are just notoriously terrible at predicting their own performances, you don't know how you did. So stop trying to prognosticate. If you sit for the test, you keep your score. That's it. You only cancel if like the crazy internet failure, there's a storm, somebody gets, you know, emergency phone call in the like, I don't know, whatever, like,
yeah,
actual emergencies is what the cancel is for, and you should really only have zero or one of those on your record.
Yeah,
canceling because you don't think you did your best is, you don't know that, so just keep it. Man, you already paid the $200, you already sat there for the 3 hours, you like you did all the things, and it's just so tragic then to just say, oh no, I don't care what the result of that one was. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.